All right, good morning. Welcome to Power Players. Today we have a special guest, and me being a basketball fan, this is one of my favorite guests that we've had so far. Today we have on us former Denver Nugget, David Thompson, and many of you will know him and remember him as Skywalker. David, how are you today?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for joining me on the program. You and I have had just a little time to talk before the program, and as you know, this is a new thing to me, so it's a very exciting opportunity to have you on. And I kind of told you a little bit about this, and I'll just refresh my listeners too, that on this program we don't generally talk a lot about stats and accolades, but really about what our Lord Jesus Christ is doing to work through you and with your life, and that always becomes a much more exciting topic. So again, thank you for coming on and being willing to talk about some of that stuff.
No problem.
Well, to our listeners who know David and have read a little bit about David, or many listeners have watched him play, you have been accredited with the stealing the quarter off the top of the backboard title, and that among many. And I know that's the simplest and silliest of titles out of all the things that you've accomplished in your career. But I got to ask. Now, I've seen the 44-inch vertical leap. I've seen the 48 vertical leap. Could you really do it?
Well, I could take the quarter off, but I couldn't leave the change. I could get the quarter, but I was in the Guinness Book of World Record for vertical leap. When I was a freshman in college, it was 42 at the time, and then the next year it got up to 44. And that's straight up. And off of one step, the highest I ever got was 48. So those numbers were pretty correct.
How cool is that? I'm sure that that made you a real threat on the court, and we know that after watching you play, and for me, just reading so much about your career. Now, just going through, I'm going to go through just a couple things because I think it's important to note. You were the ABA Rookie of the Year in 1976, Sporting News ABA Rookie of the Year, All-ABA, MVP ABA All-Star Game. You competed in the first slam dunk contest ever against Dr. J, All-NBA First Team, four-time NBA All-Star, MVP, NBA All-Star games twice in 77 and 79. Only player in history named the MVP of both the ABA and NBA All-Star games. You're scoring 11,264 points in the NBA and 2,158 in the ABA. Playing for our Denver Nuggets here and retired your jersey here in the Basketball Hall of Fame as well. I mean, the list goes on, and your collegiate highlights are even lengthier than that. Let me ask you, when, having said all that, when you're coming on the court as a college-level athlete and your career is just really starting to get put in the spotlight, how does that feel to David Thompson at that point in your life, before you were a Christian, to walk on the court and have everybody looking at you?
Well, you know, you feel like it's a lot of pressure, but at the time, at that age, you know, you take it in stride. It's a lot of fun. A young guy from a small town, growing up in a poor family and being able to make it at the highest level of the college basketball, and then have an opportunity to be around, surrounded with some great teammates and great coaches. That was a great experience for me, to be able to be one of the best players in the game, and also to be a part of a national championship team in 1974 to dethrone the great Bill Walton, John Wooden, the UCLA's dynasty at UCLA, to beat them after they'd won seven consecutive years. That was it was very exciting, and it was a lot of fun.
I can't even imagine. Did at that point in your life, let me back up a little further then. When you grew up, was basketball the center of everything you did as a young athlete before you even got to college?
Well, I grew up in a large family, and everybody played basketball. You know, I did grow up in a Christian home. I even sang in the church choir. I knew God, but he didn't know me. I didn't really have a good, strong personal relationship with Christ at that time. But, you know, I was exposed to the gospel somewhat, but didn't have that personal one-on-one relationship that you need to have for your life to be fulfilled. So therefore, I didn't really have very much armor. And when I got to college, I got involved in a lot of the same things that most young kids get involved in. Got involved in partying and just was consumed about the ways of the world and just that college lifestyle. And even though it was a lot of fun, I developed some devastating habits during that time.
Sure. Now, going into the NBA after that, and I know you went back and finished college a lot later. We'll talk about that in a bit. But going from college into the NBA and all of a sudden having not only the accolades of being probably, you know, the best collegiate athlete of the time, but now you're the number one guy in the NBA. What did that do to change the way you approached your, let's say, extracurricular lifestyle outside of the court?
Well, you know, I was in the limelight at that time, and, you know, a big star, and everybody wanted to be around me and wanted to be associated with me. And along with that, you know, comes a lot of partying and just socializing. Sometimes, you know, you hanging out with the teammates, and sometimes you're just hanging out with people in the city. So, you know, you can get attracted to the sometimes the wrong crowd. And that happened a little bit to me early in my career, and it you know, progressed throughout. But those first few years in Denver were great. You know, we had some great teammates and some great teams. And that whole experience of being in the ABA and the slam dunk competition, winning the ABA regular season title, it was very exciting, you know, for, like I said, for a guy from a small town in North Carolina to come from there and suddenly be one of the most well-known athletes in the world. It was quite a transition.
Now, during that time, did you ever, in your own time, reflect on what you had been exposed to as a young man, the gospel of Jesus Christ, or did you, at that point, was it, did it kind of become all of David Thompson just by default?
Well, yeah, it kind of became, you know, my ego kind of got a little bit out of control, you know, once all, a lot of good things started happening, you start thinking it's all about you and stop giving the glory to the one that made it all possible. You know, ego is an acronym for edging God out, and I think that happened in my career. The further I got along in my career, there were a few believers on our team, but very few. I think at the time Bobby Jones was one and Claude Terry, but I didn't really socialize with those guys very much at that time. But it's amazing the way the Lord works, you know, bring your whole career around 180 degree or a 360 degree turn, come back now. And right now I'm involved with youth ministry with Bobby Jones, and right now I'm just involved with trying to make a difference in young people's lives through my personal relationship with Christ. And we have an organization called To Exalt, where we try to talk to kids about education, about making good choices in life. We have an after-school mentoring program. We have a high school hoops league for all the top players in North and South Carolina, where we expose the kids to the gospel, and then we teach them about character building and development, and also teach them basketball. So we're doing some good work back here in North Carolina with one of my former teammates, Bobby Jones, and another former NBA player, Bart Kofod, who played in the early 80s, played with the Utah Jazz, and also played with Boston and played with Seattle Supersonics. He played behind Gary Payton up in Seattle. So we're trying to make a mark here in North Carolina.
Well, I know you're doing that just by the little bit that I've checked into what's going on here lately with you, and it sounds like it's a very cool ministry. Is there a way that people can get in touch to help out that ministry?
Yeah, if anybody's interested in getting in touch, they can go to our website. It's the number 2xsalt.org.
Okay.
www.2exalt.org.
Okay. Excellent. And then anybody that's listening, if you want to email me also, you can email me at powerplayers947@yahoo.com. And again, that's for David Thompson's ministry. You can get a hold of that through the website www.2xsalt.org. And we're going to take a quick break, but we'll come back right on the other side of the break and talk about some more great stuff with David Thompson.
94.7 KRKS. The teen years can be tough and a little scary. Kids are deciding who they really are, and they're making decisions that will affect the rest of their lives. Since 1941, Young Life leaders have been building relationships with kids, showing them that someone believes in them, that they have value, helping them find their purpose in life. At Young Life, we're about giving kids hope for today, tomorrow, and eternity.
All right, welcome back, Denver. If you're listening to Power Players this morning, you are hearing one of the great voices from Denver, and that is David Thompson, former Denver Nugget. And David, again, thank you so much for being on the program. We were just talking about the ministry opportunity that you're involved in now, which you have a lot of youth ministry going on with some former NBA stars. I would now want to get into probably the more intense stuff, which is going to be the glory to our Lord for sure, and that's the point where you came to, where you finally said, man, I get it. I've got to get on my knees and get back right with God, because what's happening right now is not the way that I'm supposed to be going. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, you know, my career was going real well in the NBA, and I was the highest paid player in all of basketball at one time. In 1978, I signed a contract to pay me $4 million over 5 years, and also I had a DT basketball shoe, had a Wilson basketball endorsements, and I was making nearly $2 million a year. And, you know, with that type of salary and just the pressures of playing and then just being, you know, just being into the world, into the lifestyle that was going on during that time, I got involved with drugs in a very serious way, and it caused me a lot of problems in a lot of different areas in my life. You know, finally caused me to be incarcerated for a four-month period when I was playing in Seattle, Washington, after my career was over. Before I get to that point, I'll tell you a little bit. You know, basketball was pretty much, for me at that time, was God in my life. And without basketball, I didn't really have an identity. So for a long time, I wallowed in self-pity and self-worth. And I used the drugs to try to, you know, give me some relief for that. But still, for a long time, there was a void in my life. And for a long time, I didn't know what that void was. And that void was a personal relationship with my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hmm. But while I was in jail in the Seattle, Washington area, a local minister, Pastor Doug Marin from Seattle Four Square Church, he came in. We fellowshipped. We read the Bible. And then that's when I made the most important decision anyone can make. That's when I got on my knees, confessed my sins, repented, and asked for Christ to come into my life. That's when I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And that's when my life started to turn around. And I can say today, by God's grace, that I've been clean and sober now for over 18 years. Mm. And, you know, when you have a problem with drugs and alcohol, you end up hurting the most, the people you love the most. And I hurt my mother, my father, my wife, and kids. And me and my wife and family were separated for a short period of time. But the Lord put my family back together. And we've been back together now for over 15 years. And right now, my life is good. I may not have the wealth and fame that I once had in my life, but in a lot of ways, my life is far richer than it's ever been because I've got the love of Jesus Christ in my heart. Mm. Right now, my life is happy, joyous, and free. And I want each and everyone to share that same happiness, to share that same joy, share that same freedom I have in my life by accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
Mm. Praise God. What a cool story. And, you know, David, I think often, you know, and we go through struggles no matter what level we're at. We, you know, it doesn't matter if I'm making X amount of dollars or if we're making $4 million a year, $2 million a year, whatever it might be. We all go through these struggles and we all replace whatever it is where we replace God with whatever it is that we're trying to excel at so often in life. Right. And you probably know this better than anybody. I mean, you know what it's like to kind of be on top of the world here in what we've got. But can you imagine that what God has promised us, I mean, the greatest thing we could ever experience here on earth doesn't even compare to the smallest and most seemingly insignificant thing that we'll experience in all eternity with Him.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, I always, when I talk to people, I tell them about in 1996, I received one of the greatest honors a player could ever receive. As an athlete, I was inducted into the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame. But I also tells them that pales in comparison to the joy I get from knowing that when I die, I'm going to be in the only true Hall of Fame that matters.
That's right.
That's in God's Hall of Fame in heaven.
That's right. Amen. Well, I'll tell you, probably one of the things that I see the most nowadays with younger athletes is it's so easy for them to get absorbed. And you almost, you know, it's hard to blame an athlete when they're coming into a college setting and they, you know, you've got some remarkable players out there nowadays, and the competition's so tight, you know, it becomes all about them right away, and they almost don't have a choice. So I would ask you, what kind of encouragement would you give to that high school level athlete, that college level athlete, not just in basketball, but in anything that's coming into that stage right now or getting ready to come into that, you know, it's going to be all about them in everybody else's eyes, but how do they stay focused? How do they keep their eye on the prize, so to speak?
Well, you know, you got to get on your knees and pray and open that book, open the Bible and read and keep your priorities in order. You know, you got to have number one priority should be a personal relationship with God through His Son, Jesus Christ. Second should be your family. Then third, your career. You know, sometimes you can get it warped and out of kilter, and if you do, then your life is not going to be rewarding and fulfilling. That's exactly what happened to me, and it happens to a lot of young people today. But, you know, if you stay focused in the Lord, you know, do all the right things, make good positive choices, surround yourself with some good positive people, some God-fearing people, people that's like-minded in faith, then you can make it through.
Hmm. And then you've got some great stuff going on right now with the youth ministry, and I think with all the different opportunities that are out there for people to get involved, getting involved in youth athletics nowadays for a Christian has got to be one of the best vehicles to talk about the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's, again, I want to direct people back to your website if there's a way for them to get involved there, and that's www.2xsalt.org. And you can also email me here at powerplayers947@yahoo.com. We're going to go to another break, and we'll come right back and wrap this up. Again, we're listening to David Thompson. David, we'll be right back.
94.7 KRKS.
In today's world, it's easy to think that kids are out of control, over the edge, and impossible to understand. But at Young Life, we think kids are great. Since 1941, Young Life leaders have been going into the world of teenagers, giving them direction, hope, friendship, and great news. Find out more about Young Life in your area. Visit us online. At Young Life, we think kids are great.
You need a vacation to pamper yourself in world-class comfort, the kind of luxury you'll find in only the most exclusive resorts. Large, exquisitely appointed rooms make even the act of lounging in bed seem like a treat for the senses. As your feet step across the warm European stone tile of the bathroom and you slowly immerse your body in the large, inviting hot tub, the day melts away. Then imagine you never had to leave. It's not a dream. It's not an exclusive resort. It's your own Holly Berry home. You might think building your own custom paradise is too expensive to consider, but you'll be surprised just how affordable it can be. Come tour one of the models for yourself and see what kind of lifestyle you can have in a Holly Berry home. There's even a semi-custom series starting in the 500s. See for yourself at hollyberryhomes.com. Once you move in, you'll never want to leave. Holly Berry Homes, we build dreams.
All right, welcome back again to Power Players. Sitting here with David Thompson on the phone from North Carolina is where you're at now, right, David?
Yes, I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Back close to home, back home where you grew up almost, huh?
Yeah, I'm 40 miles east of where I grew up. Grew up in Shelby, North Carolina.
Mm. Do you still have some family around there?
Yes, I do. You know, when you're the youngest of 11 kids, you have a lot of nieces and nephews and cousins and, as I got into the professional ranks, I had even more than I knew. But anyway, I have some pretty good athletes in my family. I have a niece that's playing in the WNBA now. Her name's Charlotte Smith, and one time she played for the Colorado Explosion team in Denver that was in the GBA. Mm-hmm. She also is the coaching at the University of North Carolina. I have a nephew that's a pretty good basketball player at my old high school, at Crest High School. His name is Dion Malachi. He's a 6'6", and he's got about a 40-inch vertical leap, and I'm hoping he'll follow in my footsteps and maybe make it to the NBA. But, you know, I just want him to – he's a good, solid Christian man and young man, and he's a hard worker, and he's just a good person. I just wish the best for him. Hope he stays that way as he goes through different levels of his life.
Absolutely. Do you get an opportunity now to see some of your old-time competitors and minister to them at all?
Yeah, I do. Al Wood that played in the league, he's here in town. There's a lot of NBA players here in Charlotte that's involved in our ministry in some capacity. Muggsy Bogues, Dale Curry, all those guys are involved in some of the fundraising golf tournaments we're involved in, and some of the football players. We had a couple of former NBA players that run our football programs. Eugene Robinson, Steve Israel, Leonard Hamilton, they run our football programs. And we have a couple of professional soccer players that run our soccer program, Jake Tassie and Mianu Kaye. But I have the opportunity to go to a lot of NBA functions and see some of the former players, Julius Irvin, Connie Hawkins, just different guys I played with. And, you know, I share with them about what we're doing. And, you know, Julius is a Christian. And Connie Hawkins, I'm not quite sure where his faith is, but I talked to him about our ministry and what we're doing, and all those guys are really happy to see we're trying to do something good and positive in our area.
That's awesome. Well, I definitely will be in contact with you about getting involved in that ministry some more as well, and I hope our listeners will get involved and get in touch with you as well. And then I want to encourage everybody to pick up a copy of your book, because this story is amplified in that book to talk about your faith and what led you back to the Lord. So that's about it for this program today. And David, I want to thank you again for coming on with me. We've got a lot of listeners out here that just would love to hear this, and I'm excited that we have an opportunity to talk to you, and I'll look forward to the next time you're in town here when we have an opportunity to meet as well. Any last words, David? I just want to ask you, because you said it so well earlier, the encouragement that you gave, that probably the most effective thing you could say to somebody is to encourage them to get to know our Lord. Anything you'd like to say about that?
Well, you know, the only thing I can say is, like, my life is so much better than it's ever been since I've got Christ in my life. You know, like I said before, one time I had all the wealth and fame a person could have, but still there was a void missing in my life. And right now, since I'm a Christian, my life is happy, joyous, and free. And, you know, that's the way life should be. And the only way to experience that happiness, joy, and freedom is by accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
Absolutely. Well said.
And also, I'd like to say hello to all my Denver fans out there. You know, I had some great times in Denver, and I always love coming back. And hopefully, when I'm out there, you guys will come out and see me when I'm at some of the Nugget games and continue to support the Nuggets. They're doing some good and positive things out there.
Boy, that's for sure. We got a great team building up here. It's really fun to watch. Well, again, thank you so much, David. It's really been an honor to talk to you, and I'm so happy to see what God is doing in your life and through you and using that stage that he's given you. So I just wish you all the best in the world. God bless you.
Thank you.
I look forward to talking to you soon. Thank you.